This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado surpassed a tragic pandemic figure yesterday. 10,000 people have died from the coronavirus in Colorado since the start of the pandemic. According to the state's dashboard, the COVID-19 death toll now stands at 10,018 people. Colorado reached the threshold on the one-year anniversary of the first vaccine shipments arriving in the state. Nearly 300 flights have been delayed at Denver International Airport due to high winds. The airport says it is spacing out flights and using just 2 of its 6 runways. More delays are expected through 6 p.m. this evening. The Front Range is expected to have winds of up to 100 miles per hour today. A state hotline for students to report potential school threats or violence saw a drop in calls last school year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Safe to Tell line received more than 11,000 anonymous tips. That's a 45% decrease from the year before. Calls related to suicide threats were the most common, followed by reports of drugs and bullying. The amount of tips started to increase in March as schools returned to in-person classes. Youth who called in with a mental health concern were given the option to connect with Colorado Crisis Services. During the holiday break, when school is closed, the tip service is available to students and community members. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The director of El Paso County's Public Health Department will step down at the end of the month. Dr. Robin Johnson has filled the role for almost 4 years, much of which has been spent fighting COVID-19. In a letter to the Gazette, Johnson says she will pursue other professional opportunities and wants to focus on her family. The paper says Johnson's agency has often been at odds with the Board of County Commissioners, which is against mask and vaccine mandates. This is CPR News and KRCC. And coming up next, it's More Here and Now. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday afternoon.